the upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Once again, it's Mr. Elias in the big chair. We don't have a fat man with, but I did talk to him earlier, and he's in Scotland sleep. And you know how Jay snores, and so he's probably looking down and have a saddle up. So all I got to say is, you know, this is to all the girls in the world, except for one that she knows who are black asses. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Hey, flip bumps, we got a show planned out for you tonight. We got the quest, we got the QOD coming at you. We got news, we got weather, we got traffic. But folks, you know, all I can say is, hey, you know, I'm ready to do this thing. I don't know about y'all, but hey, look, we got Ernest in the house this week. What the hell? What the hell? It should be a good show for. So hey, man, let's sit back. Let's listen. And hey, let's enjoy. But T.L., you know what we used to do right about this time. T.L.!
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kinda ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is warning Russia that any military intervention in Ukraine will come at a price. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Obama says he's deeply concerned about signs that Russian troops are moving inside Ukrainian territory.
The Obama administration says it's reconsidering its participation at a G8 summit in Russia this coming summer, adding it's hard to see how the U.S. or its European allies could take part in such a meeting if Russian troops were interfering with Ukraine. Earlier, President Obama acknowledged Russia's shared history with Ukraine and its military base in Crimea, but warned any violation of Ukrainian territory would be a breach of international law.
Just days after the world came to Russia for the Olympic Games, it would invite the condemnation of nations around the world.
The administration also warned of possible trade consequences. Obama called the situation in Ukraine fluid and said his administration will continue to talk directly with officials in Russia and Ukraine. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
There are no reports of serious damage yet from that big storm moving over California, but Tim Schaub, the police chief in Glendora outside of Los Angeles, says authorities are getting some reports of mud damage to homes in the city.
One mud flow went through a garage and damaged a structure. Next door, a mud flowed into the swimming pool and caused damage.
The Los Angeles area is getting some of its highest rainfall totals in years, including 8 inches on some mountain strip bare by wildfire just weeks ago. Mudslides aren't the fear in Missoula, Montana. It's snow slides. An avalanche swept down a mountainside yesterday and into a Missoula neighborhood. It crushed the home of an elderly couple, but police say they and a young boy were later found alive. Missoula Police Sergeant Travis Welsh says authorities are trying to determine if other homes are at risk.
We are also in the process of determining whether or not there are secondary risks and further slides in the area. No determination has been made yet on mandatory evacuations, but voluntary evacuations are occurring.
New York City's medical examiner says actor Philip Seymour Hoffman died of an accidental drug overdose. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
A spokeswoman for the medical examiner's office said that Hoffman died from a toxic mix of drugs, which included benzodiazepines, which include psychoactive drugs like Librium, as well as heroin, cocaine, and amphetamines. The 46-year-old actor was found dead on February 2nd with a needle in his arm. Police found heroin and samples from some 50 packets in his Manhattan apartment. A previous autopsy was inconclusive. When drugs like these are mixed together, they are often called a speedball. Speedballs have killed a number of actors and entertainers. John Belushi's death, for example, was blamed on a speedball. Hoffman talked honestly about his substance abuse and said last year that he had relapsed. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
As you guys may have heard, I am still in Scotland spreading my love and joy all over the world. And it's a hard job to be an international lover because I am in such high demand. It's a beautiful thing. But I digress. Listen, seriously. You know, the thing is that when you travel abroad, you get a chance to meet so many different people. And yesterday, I was in a cab with a young man who really and truly did not like the United States of America. He went on to say how America is very aggressive, we're an aggressive country, and that he would never, ever, ever set foot on the shores of the USA. And so when I asked him to elaborate or explain his position in detail, he went on to talk about how, you know, the U.S. is involved in other countries' interests. If we want people to honor democracy, we need to have democracy at home. And I didn't ask him to elaborate on that. But I assumed what he meant by that was, why do we have all the crime and all the things that we do have in America? How can we tell countries to be better when we are falling short of this standard ourselves? And I said, hey, you know what? You have a pretty decent point. He was a big dude, man. I was sizing him up because I'm saying to myself, or thinking to myself, I may have to whoop this dude's ass. Because he was his tone was very aggressive. Very nice to me, but he did not like the USA. And I think that that's the lesson learned here, that not everyone is crazy about our country. Even in countries that are quote-unquote supposedly are our allies, you have a few fashionable people that exist in that environment that really and truly can't stand the USA. But then he goes on to say that his favorite music is, you know, country western, that he loved jazz music, that he loved blues music. And then he went on to play some Stevie Ray Vaughan for me. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, if you do not like the USA, why are you listening to this stuff? So, you know, keep in mind that, you know, once again, there are people out there who really and truly can't stand the United States of America. And I do agree with them on this. I think that there are times, there are situations where the U.S. needs to stay out of other people's business. You know, we've had shows about this on the serious side where we act as if we're the world police. Anytime someone gets in a crisis, they call the USA. And in some cases, especially in this young man's point of view, that there are times where we need to butt out and we're being aggressive. He said that we killed for oil and things of that nature. Just a story that I thought I'd share with you. And just keep in mind, if you are traveling abroad, be careful because there are people out there who do not like us. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Absolutely smoking.
Are you ready for Ernest absenteeism ass? Are y'all ready for him? Are you ready for him?
You have lost your damn mind. What's going on,
yes,
Mr. Elliott?
What's going on, Ernest? How's it going, brother?
Man, I tell you what, it's colder than a witch's titty and a brass bra up here. I'm about sick and tired of being sick and tired of this.
Tell me about it, man. I was talking to my lady earlier, and she said where she's at, she's like, hey, it's 50 degrees right here. We're having a good time. I'm like, baby, it ain't that warm here. I'm telling you, it ain't that warm here.
You can go to hell if it's 50 degrees. Don't be bragging about it to me. You can go to hell. I don't want to hear that.
Man, I told you, baby, it's not that way around here. She's like, and we're in a matter of like 100-something miles away. And it's like, my Lord, it's just that cold, man. It is. It's cold.
Yeah. And they're talking about some other storm system. I was putting together the weather report a little earlier from weather.com for because we do news and weather at the top of the second hour on ERN side. And I was listening to it. There's some other system coming up and through, and they're talking about bitter cold and some snow in some areas. I don't know where the snow is supposed to be, but it's supposed to be overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to get hit with a snowstorm, too. And it's like, this is nuts, man. I am tired. This is the worst winter I've
seen in this area in a while. I've lived here since I moved to New York in October of 97, and that was the year El Nino kind of started to happen. So winter came a little early, but it wasn't quite as hard. This is really the harshest winter I remember in the Northeast since I've lived here, since late 97. This is, it's long and it's hard, and most things I like long and hard, but this has got to go to hell. I'm about done with this. You know?
Just, come on, man. Come on. Stop. Oh, but hey, man, I digress.
Listen, buddy, it's just you and me, man. It's just you and me.
Oh, well, no, it's not actually, but we're working on this young lady's intro right as we speak. And I talked to the fat Scotsman earlier, and we're working on her intro as we speak. So, don't have an intro for her yet, but hey, man, she's still family. Hello, NASA. How you doing, baby?
Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S. How you doing?
Say it again, baby. Never feel good about myself.
And yes, I'm family. I've just barged my way into y'all lives.
Yeah,
you have buffaloed your way
night.
On this show, haven't you?
Well,
you buffaloed your way on this show.
That's okay, Ernest. I tried to lift your show up, but I couldn't get around to your show. But I did look at all of them different days, and I like your board. So, yeah, I was trying to buffalo my way into yours, too. I did listen to Jay King the other day.
You can buffalo whenever you need to. So.
Is Mama B out there so I can holler at Miss Mama B?
Nah, Mama B ain't here yet. She's probably on the highway drinking somewhere, knowing her.
Now, here's the deal with Mama B. I talked to Mama B earlier today. I was texting her, and she said to me, she said, I am sick, physically, not mentally. I had to challenge that statement. But she said she didn't feel good. And I said, surely it's not anything some Hennessy and a blunt can't fix so you can get your ass on the air. But she said, well, I'm going to set an alarm, and hopefully I'll be there. Now, I text her, I'm looking at it right now, I text her at 5 minutes or 4 minutes of the hour, and I said, this is the part where you wake your black ass up and call in to the show. But obviously, she has not shown up yet. So, I don't know, she sounded like she had a cold
or something coming on, so she may not be here. That's okay. I'm not Momo B, because she's fabulous.
She's in a chat room.
She's fabulous.
I'm in the house, I'm going to do what I can. How about that?
Yeah, she's in the chat room.
Here's the other thing, y'all. She just reminded me. Here's the thing that happened with Momo B. Because, and I know what she's talking about. She is in the chat room, and I sent her a message, and she said, I just got this message. And I said, well, that's okay, because I just sent it. And she's like, no. She's like, my phone took a dip in the tub last night and has been drying out. That's why she might be having some phone issues now.
Okay.
So we'll see if she says anything in the chat. But, yeah, her phone took a dip in the tub last night.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, we'll miss
And you know how the cricket phones are. They don't stand up against moisture.
Yeah, you know, man. We're always like, one more bee had her here, man. You know, she's family. Most definitely she's family. Wow. That's a damn shame she won't be here. That's a damn shame what happened to Flip. That's a damn shame what happened to Flip.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Well, listen, Momo B says she can't call out, she can't call in. Momo B, I know you're in the chat room and you're listening. Can you receive calls? Because if you can, I will call you from the board. Can you be on your phone at all?
let us know in the chat room. If you are, then I will call you from my board. So we'll see.
I'm waiting for my
son to come home.
Yeah, she's waiting on her son to come home so she can deal with that. So, Nessa, what did you do today, darling? I was expecting a call from you or something because I went to the gun show today. Ooh.
I have a girlfriend that is running for county clerk here in Houston, which is a big position, and she's African-American, and she's Democrat, so you know what that means. So she was here last night tying me up, so I really couldn't get on Rich Sussman's show.
Isn't that your husband's job?
Is that my husband's job?
Isn't that your husband's job? Being at the house tying you up. I'm just saying. Stop it.
So anyway, she tied me up last night. I couldn't go get my husband's birthday present. His birthday's coming up. I'm going to be flying. My son-in-law across the street is doing this big, huge barbecue, cars out down the damn street. And so I had to go and get the birthday presents and everything. Got stuck by a train. I said, Mr. Elias is going to kill me. But
yeah,
I made it on time.
I'm glad you did, baby.
I kind of hit Jay up on some stuff before he left, and I was just going to run it across you, but it's coming.
Okay. Well,
the Lord has laid some stuff on me, and it's coming.
Uh-oh.
Watch that there now.
What did you do today?
Well, I'm glad. Well, listen, my roommate worked at his other job, so I didn't go anywhere. I just kind of stayed there. It's so cold, man. I ain't going. We jumped out to Target and PetSmart a couple minutes ago. I have a new addition to my family, which maybe we'll talk about in 10 minutes. So I've just been giving her a lot of attention.
Oh, God, Ernest, I just adopted a lab. Stop it. She's chewing on my leg. A lab pit bull puppy. A rescue.
That's cute.
A rescue. She's beautiful. She's bad as I'll get out.
I would have a dog as long as he could use the toilet like I use it and flush it right behind him.
You know what, Mr. Elias? This dog was trained out. I have a doggy door. Well, my dogs go in and out the house on their own, so I don't have to do all of that. But this dog was trained the next day how to go outside because I have another puppy. That's how smart these Labrador Retrievers and Pit Bull dogs are.
They really
the dog
are.
Just goes outside.
Dogs,
I don't want to clean up dog doo-doo outside. I'm saying go to the toilet, drop your doings, and then go and flush it and get on. I ain't trying to use a shovel outside of the backyard. None of that.
A pooper scooper? No pooper scooper for you?
No. Nope, I throw up. I'm just being, I couldn't. Mm-mm, no. Hell
he
no.
Said,
I can't do
no.
it.
Ernest, she had blue eyes. She's caramel colored, Ernest, and she had blue eyes, and they turned green.
You should post a picture
gorgeous.
In the chat room if you got one somewhere online of her.
Oh, I'll post one, but you know what? You got to get on my Facebook board, and I'll just drop one out there. She's absolutely gorgeous. People fall out when I go into PetSmart with her. But, you know, whatever. She was.
You know, the cat that I just lost in January, Clarice, she was trained on a leash, and she used to love to go for car rides, and we would take her to PetSmart. And it was crazy. She'd sit in the cart, or she'd walk around on her leash, and people would walk up and go, oh. You know, because you see something on a leash out of the corner of your eye, you think it's a dog, and then they realize it's this little bitty cat walking around.
Yeah, how did you get that cat on a leash? How did you do that?
Listen, it is not impossible to do, but I got her. She was the runt. I got her at 5 weeks old. She's the tiniest cat I'd ever seen in my life. And she was instantly just stuck to me, and I had just a regular collar on her. And then over time, we got a harness for her, you know, like you would a dog.
Mm-hmm,
and we used to call
mm-hmm.
it her sports bra. And she was always used to it. We always had taken her to the park or whatever, and we'd always take her in the van. She'd sit on the dashboard when we had this van, and she'd hang out there while I was driving. And so she was always used to it. And, you know, we'd ask, it's like, do you want to go outside? And I'd grab the leash. She'd go sit at the front door. They're all trained. We have three cats. They were all trained on leashes. And they know what it means to go outside and hang out on a leash. So
now tell Mr. Elias that cats can be trained to use the potty.
I'm going to bring it up in 10 good minutes.
Cats can.
Okay. Well, speaking of 10 good minutes.
Let's queue up.
Why don't we?
Yeah.
Pay it to us. say pay attention.
Wow.
10 good minutes.
Hey, folks, this is 10 good minutes. It's not sponsored by anybody. I usually be sponsored by the Rib Zone, but it's not sponsored by anybody right now. So, hey, if you'd like to sponsor 10 good minutes, go to the TGRSradio@live.com, and you can punch in and let us know you want to sponsor this. Well, 10 good minutes is right where we just rap and clap about anything we want to talk about. So, I know you got something you're dying to talk about in 10 good minutes. So, hey, give it to us, my brother. What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, to answer Vanessa's question real quick, we used to have this big Maine Coon cat, and his name was Mr. Bigglesworth. And we had got this kit, and if we had stuck with it, it would have worked even more. But we almost had him trained to poop on the toilet. He was pooping it a couple times, and there's a way to do it. You can do that. I don't know about a dog. You probably could. I know dogs that use litter boxes, so, you know, or whatever. But what I'm dying to tell you is that on Thursday or Wednesday, I'd gotten news that one of my roommate's coworkers, his name is Eric, his son is terribly allergic to their little 3-year-old cat. He has it messes with his allergies and it kicks up his asthma. And they're moving today, and they needed to get rid of this cat, and they didn't want to take it back to the SPCA or to the Humane Society. So we went over there Thursday, took a look at her. She started purring, and we brought her home. So we have a new cat, and she looks so much like the cat that just passed, Clarice, back in January, that at moments it really freaks me out. She looks about, she's like 4 or 5 pounds heavier because Clarice was the runt. She was really small. But this cat's 3 years old. I didn't like her name. Her name was Nora. I didn't like her name. So I said, we're going to change her name. So I was like, I'm going to call her Oprah. I'm going to call her. I'm coming up with all these human names. I really wanted to call her Oprah just because. Then we narrowed it down to two names. Monica, because Monica is one of the characters from Friends, and our other cat's name is Phoebe, which is also from Friends. So it was either Monica, or my cousin said you should call her Sookie, because Sookie is from the show True Blood on HBO.
Sookie.
And so I put it out there. I said, what do y'all think, Sookie or Monica? Well, I kind of had my mind made up, but I wanted to see what people said, and the vast majority said you should name her Sookie. So now we've got Sookie Sewell in the house, and she's adjusting nicely, and she's a sweetheart.
Mm.
And I got some more pussy in the house, so I'm happy.
You're happy with
and
then,
you know,
you
coming
really
from me,
that
means a whole different thing than it does for
you. Yeah, I bet it does. I bet it does. So, are you really happy with that, Ernest? Because, you know.
Am I what?
Really happy with more pussy in the house. I'm just saying.
Yes, I am. I am. This kind of pussy, I'm happy with. You know, because listen, I've had black pussy before, and now I'm having black pussy again. So, you know, for me, it's just another run around the block, brother. I, you know, it ain't nothing.
Okay,
give a new
man,
soul a home, and I'm happy. So, you know, it's nice because the other two cats kind of gravitate toward my roommate. And I didn't really have anybody hanging out with me, and I just miss Clary so much. But this has been it came just at the right time. I didn't think I was ready, but it came just at the right time. So
always on time.
Vanessa,
you say you rescue animals?
No, I don't. This little girl, she was real young, and she had a shopping cart with 5 puppies in it. And I stopped with my son-in-law and said, what are you doing with all of these puppies? And she said that the mama dog was a floozy, and she was a Labrador retriever running all over the neighborhood. And Christmas week, they found these puppies under the car, and she didn't know what to do with them, so she took them to PetSmart for the doctor to look at them. And I was like, I want that caramel one on top. And she said, well, that one has blue eyes, and my daddy wants that one. And I said, well, I don't do boys because they hike up their legs, but I'll take a girl. So if your daddy decides that he don't want the girl, I'll take the girl. My husband, Mr. Elias and Ernest, fights me tooth and nail. We don't need another dog. We travel too much. Hotels cost too much for dogs. Okay, I brought that dog home. My husband saw that caramel-colored dog with some blue eyes, and it was over.
Mm.
Over. This dog is going outside in the backyard because he's chewing on my leg. I be trying to do the show, talking to y'all, muting my telephone so I can beat the dog with the newspaper. So, while I'm talking to y'all, So you know what? I said, this dog is going outside. I'm going to get his dog away because I put a contract on my dogs where they have health insurance. I do. I put hospitalization on my pets. So I'm like, when this contract is over, this dog is going to somebody else's house. You can't do that. We'll just put him in the backyard and have him a house built. I don't care what you do, but if I send that dog to school for 3 months, if that dog don't come back here trained, that dog going to be in the backyard or going to be in somebody else's house.
Vanessa, you're talking tough.
See,
right
I don't
now.
Like putting animals outside
tough.
All the time like that. Especially
you're
when it's cold outside.
Tough.
I think
Wait
animals
a minute,
need to
Ernest,
be inside.
Let me correct you, Ernest. Did you hear me say my family's doing a barbecue? Ernest, it's 70-some degrees here.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I didn't say that. I'm making a general statement. I'm not attacking what you said. I'm making a general statement. I'm making an observation. I don't know what
you're saying. Yeah, well, you know,
so I mean, I can't comment on it. I'm just making a general. It reminded me of something, so I made a general comment.
Well, Mr. Elias, I'm going to send the dog to school. As soon as he gets all of his shots, she gets all of her shots, I'm going to send her to school. I'm going to have her trained on command because she's going to weigh about 65, 70 pounds, which is half my weight. So can't nobody be walking around here half my weight chewing on my leg. So, and we're going to hope.
Okay, I digress. Your husband don't chew on your leg either? I'm just saying, Vanessa. These are,
no,
these
that's
are
all the places, baby. I don't have time for the chewing on the leg. We have to go other places with chewing.
Stop it.
He's wasting time
listen,
on my
he
ankle.
Start on your leg as long as he works his way up
I'm
a
like,
little bit. I figure
now,
he's
there you go.
Gonna get there.
Talk, Mr. Ernest. Talk.
Listen, I have
never
heard
seen
a woman
this
nod
side
like
of me,
a
have
man.
You, Mr. Elias?
Hey, look, I'm bringing it out of you, dog. That's what I want to do. Bring it out of you. That's my job is to bring it out of you, baby girl. That's my job.
Hey, Mr. Elias, just remember it is not your job to put it in her, okay? It's just your job to get it out of her.
That's,
now, they
her
all
husband,
know.
That's 31 years of marriage, man. That's 31 years of marriage.
I would say they all know. They all know. I've been married since before Christ, so, yeah.
How long have I? How many other dogs do you have?
I have a Chihuahua mixed with poodle that I've had for 8 years, and she weighs 11 pounds. And then I just got this little green-eyed monster.
Oh, so you've only got the two. Oh, okay. I thought the way you talked, I thought you maybe had a few more. I was just
No, but I always say, guys, and y'all can take this check to the bank, I always say that if I was to be blessed to have some money, not necessarily be rich but be very comfortable, I would own a house on about 3 or 4 acres of land, and I would have a side thing with doing rescue animals. I really, really would.
Me too. Me too. It's exactly what I want to do.
I literally throw food out the window. One time, Ernest, I threw my sandwich for lunch out the window trying to feed this homeless dog that was walking around. I thought it was some old chicken that was in the car, and when I got to work, it was my chicken salad sandwich, and I had the old chicken. So, yeah, I don't do that no more. That happened for real, Mr. Elias. I got to work. I was livid.
Really?
But I'm like that with animals. I have two. My daughter has two.
Wow.
You live down in Houston. Jay Rao lives down in Houston. Have you two met face-to-face
yet? You know what? Well,
I mean,
I
know
he's
in Scotland,
airplane.
But...
No, I met him on the airplane. That's how I started calling in. He invited me in.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. I must have missed that.
He met during his mother's surgery a couple years ago. She had a surgery, and he flew back home. You know, Jay was always out promoting the show, telling people about the show. So that's how they met. Yeah, so now we got a fly girl. And I'm telling you, your intro is coming up. We're working on the message. So we were talking about it last night because he was calling me last night in the middle of the night. It's better off saying he's going to call in tonight and say, you know, if he could get up in time. But I'm quite sure he's keeping half the hospital at the way he snores. So, yeah,
but
I
am
going
to invite
in.
Him to lunch. I'm going to invite him to lunch real soon.
Wallet. I hope you got a big wallet. I ain't going to lie to you.
That's okay.
You're better off taking him to a buffet and just paying $12.95 flat out, because other way you're going to be broke. You're going to be sending that dog back because you can't eat.
But I am. I'm gonna take him out to lunch and drinks, and so that I can see him again, because I haven't seen him in a couple of years. But that's why.
I don't know if you have CC's Pizza down there or Old Country Buffet, but you better look up one of them places. I'm just taking one of them Chinese places. You know, $12.95. Just let him run free. Just pay $12 and let him run. You know, do what he needs to do.
But y'all, the Facebook pictures and what I remember, he was not that big.
Okay,
so has he gained a lot of weight in 2 years?
Hey, look.
Well, you need to adjust
he's gained another person in 2 years. He's gained another person in 2 years. Hell.
Wow.
You know what he said he's listening to? He goes back and listens to the rewind. And all the comments we're saying, I'm going to get y'all asses back. I just want y'all to know, I don't give a damn. You can respond all you want to. I don't care. I'm going to talk about your big ass and that leather coat and that suit that your big ass is wearing. So I don't give a damn.
And you know Rich Sister will, too. So Rich
Sister, Ernest doesn't know what I look like, so Ernest is going to have to key me up on the Facebook page so that you can see what I look like.
I don't know if you look
like
him.
Are you on Momo Beast? Wait, let me ask this question before, because we're coming up on break here. In fact, we're a little over four. But, Mr. Elias, are you not on Facebook anymore, or did you block a brother?
No, I just got off, man. I used to get off for a little while, man, every now and then.
Okay, I ask you because last week you were talking about Ernest didn't send a message and nothing like that. First of all, the last time I contacted you and said, hey, brother, I'm not going to be with you tonight, on air, you said, well, Ernest said he wasn't coming. I'm like, I don't give a crap. So that's one reason I didn't contact the podcast. Second of all, I don't have any contact information for you.
I give you my contact information. It's called Ernest, go to hell, we're going to break. So this is the first set in the book. We'll be right back after this.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'll read the episode information. And y'all got to hear this. It says, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the J-Rod Show. As Jay continues International Lovers Tour in Scotland. What is that, an International Lovers Tour of fat people with the fat leather jacket on? Come on, stop, man.
I've heard you. I've been listening.
The album is done. I actually asked Jay to tell you, but I know when he starts saluting with them white folks, he don't know how to talk to y'all.
And I will respond. Jay's Response Show, March 12th, 7:30 Central. On the TJRS Radio Network.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You're a loser. Bye.
It's time for the O2 Get Hype Show, dog.
Ow. Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye, but I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how you get in mine, as long as you let me hit it. I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus.
But I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but they do different. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich, 15 minutes, they back on the fucking job. My people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. I don't know what's wrong with us. When we go on break, that's just what the fuck we do. We break. Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Yes, you're listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's a Funky Fresh edition of the J.R. Show on a Saturday Funky Fresh edition. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. We're dealing with some of the best in the internet business radio. So, hey, folks, you know, let's go and introduce the players of the game. Nessa, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing well, sweetie. Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing well enough. Thank you. Thank you for that hype intro of yourself. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you
just very much. In a good
mood. And we also got Big Ernie. What's going on, brother? Missing in action.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm glad to be here. I guess
you have a microphone issues, huh? Just for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to have some issues.
Just for a minute? Okay, yeah. You must have some microphone issues last week, too, because your ass ain't short, but I digress. I'm going to let you slide with that, Ernst. Big Daddy. But, hey, folks,
listen,
you know
you keep talking a big game, Big Daddy. I'm going to give you something to slide.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Ernest, you're going to like when I get done. But, hey, I digress. You know how we do it on Saturdays, folks. We got a question of the day, so hey, let's get right to it. I've been trying to decide what should it be, so hey, I gave Jay four questions. So since we got Vanessa here, this is in honor of Vanessa. Okay, folks, this is our QLB, our question of the day. And I've been tussling with this one, but hey, what are three things that you expect from your husband or your wife? We're going to have fun with this one, folks. What are the three things that you would expect for your husband or your wife? And you know how we get down. It's usually me that the joke comes to first. But still, it's not me first this week. I say we go to Vanessa. What you say, Ernest? You think we should go to Vanessa?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, what are the three things that you expect from your husband?
Three things I'm going to get or three things I expect.
You expect your husband
I expect him to love me, respect me, and take care of me.
Hold up. You just can't throw three things out there and don't give us explanations of why you're expecting these things.
Okay, because you know what?
The third one's kind of vague.
Because there's a difference between each one. Just because you love me doesn't mean that you don't respect me. So I want him to love me.
You just can't put that out there and just, how do you figure, okay, that you can love somebody without respecting them? Now, give me an example of that. Please tell me.
You know how these men be beating these women asses and then say, but I love you.
They don't love
okay.
But we know that's not love.
That ain't respect either. And you know how these men say,
I love you, and then they be calling them out their name in front of children? That's not respect.
That ain't love.
But
that ain't love.
Somebody can love you and not respect you. Because respect is not just that. Respect is not cheating. Respect is having my back. Respect is being one. Respect. Because I've seen some married couples that do love each other, but they don't always respect each other, and there is a difference.
Listen, I'm going to have to challenge that a little bit because love is a verb. It is not a noun or an adjective. It is a verb. Love is action. If they love each other, their actions would show it, period. That's my thought.
You know what? I still say it's two separate things. Love is action, but I still say it is action. Y'all are absolutely, it's an action word. But I still say it's two different words because people can love you and not always respect you. I know couples that were married 20-something years that loved each other, but he would cut his wife down sometimes when they'd be talking about stuff, and I'd look at him and roll my eyes like, my husband ain't doing that to me. I mean, so respect comes in a lot of different forms. And when I say, and take care of me, I don't mean financially. I can take care of myself. What I mean when I say take care of me, I mean when I'm sick, take care of my mental, when I'm stressed out, when I got stuff going on at work, when I need a shoulder, that means take care of me. And then there's the physical, take care of me.
Okay, a little nasty something. You're being nasty right about now, but I'm going to let you digress.
You're digressing
on
again, Mr.
I'm digressing on that one.
You're digressing.
You're being nasty. You're just being nasty, my man. Stop it.
I told y'all, Momo B not here, but I'm in the house for a minute with Momo instead of Momo B. That's okay.
I don't know if you want to be Momo B. She stabbed my man with a fork. She ran over. She hit him with her car. Let me stop lying to me. She didn't run him over. She hit her man with the car. He flew up in the air and hit on her hood. And she also hit that man in the head with an iron. So if you want to do
my
love, by go by all means.
That is not love.
That ain't love. I'm sorry, that's Momo B though. That's Momo B. But okay, Nessa, let's dig into you a little bit deeper. Now you saying that he's got to respect you, right? Now what happens if he steps out of line like one time and you call it disrespect? What do you do? How do you come? Okay, we'll play a role reversal. Okay, next I've stepped out of line with you, and you feel like I've been disrespected, and I'm your husband. Let's go with it. Now I've stepped out of line with you. I've done something disrespectful.
Okay, after we get home, because I'm not going to go there with you in front of people. I'm going to roll my eyes at you, but I'm not going to go there with you in public. When we get home, I'm going to be asking you, have you lost your mind? Because I'm not going to put my dirty laundry out there in front of everybody. Have you lost your mind? Why did you do blah, 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 blah? And he's going to be like, well, you said blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be like, you don't do that to me in front of other people.
What did he do to disrespect
me? Give me the example of what he did to disrespect.
Okay.
Was it verbal? Was it physical?
No, it's not a physical with a man. No, it's not physical.
What if he just shot off his mouth to you? Like you were at a restaurant at a table and you were standing up looking for a waiter and he said, Heifer, why don't you just set your black ass down? You're standing up in the middle of the restaurant in front of everybody. Like something like that, you know, a little bit of berating or, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like, why don't you just sit down? There's some attitude in his voice.
Really? Y'all know what? We have three vehicles.
Look, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, hold on. We got three vehicles, and I always carry my set of keys. I wouldn't say nothing. I would go out to the vehicle. I would drive off in that hoe. Holler at you when you get to the house.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
clown with you in public. I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to go home, and we going to have it out when you get to the house. I'm going to leave you right there.
Okay, say you caught him looking at another woman's butt or something like that.
That don't bother me.
Like Mr. Elias does.
My husband's a bus driver. There are women who get on the bus, and when they step up on the bus, they have on no drawers.
Oh, my
no
God.
No drawers. So I don't care.
That is not an image I needed right now. Just ate.
So I don't care anything about that, Ernest. Yeah. I don't think it's a problem for you to look.
Okay.
Because you're not dead. Because I compliment women myself, and I compliment men. Because it doesn't take anything from me to compliment a man or a woman. Don't take nothing from me. So I don't care. You can look how you want.
Okay.
It takes a lot, Ernest.
Okay.
And Mr. Elias.
It was Mr. Elias's question, not me. That was Mr. Elias's question.
Okay, say he's the guy. Say, okay, your husband might not be like this, but okay. He caught you looking at another man. You like, wee. He said, hey, don't do that kind of crap in front of me. What's wrong?
My husband's not going to say a word.
I know he's not going to say a word, but I'm your husband now, and I'm checking you like that, and I'm saying, hey, don't do that in front of me. Don't ever do that in front of me. What is wrong with you? Don't do
you know
that.
What I'm going to do? If you were that kind of husband, I wouldn't have done it in the first place.
Nothing.
But if, let's say, back in my days when I was 20 years old, didn't know no better, just got married, and I did it, and he said, hey, don't do that. You know what I'm going to say? Boo, I'm sorry. It's not that he all that. I thought he was a good-looking guy, but I apologize if that offended you, and I'm going to keep right on rolling.
Well, hey, look, let me explain something to you. When you out with me, you out with me. You don't need to be looking around at nobody else. I'm it.
You're absolutely
don't look
right.
At nobody else. And you ain't even trying to get me a fight here. But now, you get on my nerves. Get on my nerves! You give me a fight.
Those kind of men like that are the same kind of men that get real close to almost putting their hands on you. So I don't play with them.
That ain't love.
I don't play with them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like you, Vanessa. Nobody's blind. I mean, you're going to see good-looking people. So that's not even part of the game. Wow, I can't get an argument out of you, Vanessa. And this is getting on my damn last nerve. Okay, so you got the respect part. Yo, black money give me an argument. Okay, so you said love. Now, what extent of love are you talking about, Nessa?
You know what? When my husband walks in the room, and a lot of time he walks in when I'm talking to y'all, he'll walk in and my heart's going pitter-patter, and I'll do like I'm on the show, and he'll lean down and give me a kiss. We still, to this day, 31 and a half years later, kiss each other goodbye. I don't care who's sitting there.
Yeah.
We kiss each other hello and goodbye. I need you to do the same. Does that make – do y'all catch what I'm saying? The same love.
Yeah, because you don't know that the last time. You're going to see him. You don't want to have any regrets. You just want to make sure you love that person to the fullest. I get that. You getting on my last damn nerves, Vanessa. You ain't making
it
so
far.
You know
what? I don't have no purpose. You know, wait a minute, Mr. Elias. Let me straighten this out for y'all and the other thousands of listeners that's going. Let me get this straight with y'all. I've been married since I was 19.
You done got a tone in her voice now.
No. I'm going to clear this up so y'all won't think that this is glass marriage. This is what I tell people who say, how you been married this long? You know what I tell them? I've been through ex-wives, stepchildren, and hoes. It's not too much at this point. Ex-wives, stepchildren, hoes, and I got married when I was 19. So it's not too much that I haven't been through that I can't walk somebody else through. How about that?
Wow. Okay, now you said love, right? You got your love. Yep. You got your respect. So, okay, Nessa, has your husband ever disrespected you?
I'm sure in 31 years he has.
Okay, but you can't remember it. It ain't that big enough a deal to be just that you can remember.
I'm sure he has, but no, I can't think of anything I would say in the last 10 years that I can just pop up on my head and say, because the last 10 years since our daughter's been grown and out, we are really enjoying each other even more.
Stop. Okay, that brings us to the third category, the physical thing. I'm running this show.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening. Let me get the cigarette. Go right on ahead.
You said love, respect, and the physical thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens if the physical thing stops working as far as, you know what I'm saying, it stops working? He ain't able to rise to the occasion like he used to. What happens
then? I'm going to go and get one of them battery-operated friends that other people have that I don't have, but they got one.
Wait, let me add something to that. He may not be able to rise to the occasion, but his tongue still works.
Hello!
Ernest.
And he still has 10 fingers. Well, he got 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Hey. Oh, you're nasty. Wow. Y'all are nasty.
Mama B says she calling y'all.
from a 772 number.
Yeah, Lord, there she is right there. Ernest, you know, put yourself on.
Here, I got it.
Let me get her head. You got anything for the factory?
Here I come.
Momo BZ and the Hazy. What's going on, Momo BZ?
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry for my late arrival. Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S, Vanessa.
What's up, Momo?
Miss Momo B.
Are you on some Dayquil or something? Because you sound a little bit unusual.
I told you I'm sick. Told you that. I am sick.
Oh, my Lord. If it ain't Hennessy and pot, it's cold medicine with this girl.
Wow.
Oh, and she said, now listen, she said she couldn't laugh a lot earlier on texting because she was having a coughing fit. So we may have to take it a little bit easier on her tonight because we don't want her hacking up on the air or nothing.
I'm all messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Momo.
But I'm here.
We're glad you're here. And folks, right now we're going to get together a fund for Momo B so we can get her another cricket fund. So send your donations to the TGRSRadio@live.com, TGRSRadio@live.com, so we can get Momo B another cricket phone because that other one drowned in Florida. So we're going to get her something more.
I don't have a cricket phone. You mean my phone? Yes.
You don't anymore.
It's a dive in the tub. I don't know what happened to it.
I thought crickets could swim, but apparently not.
Is there some aqua boogie, Momo? Is there some aqua boogie on there?
Yeah.
I'll throw some aqua boogie on you, girl. I got some.
Nah, I want to get back to Nessa and this physical question
okay.
we so abruptly just got rid of because we had Momo B come in. So Nessa,
but
you
the princess
physical,
was here,
huh?
The princess Momo B came in, so we had to talk to Momo B.
We had to stop the show because Momo B was coming on. We know we had to do that.
Princess Modelia.
I don't want to get stabbed. I don't want to get hit in the head with an iron. Well, I don't want to get hit by a car, so hell, I'm going to stop this transaction.
Mr. Elias just wants to be able to hit it at some point.
Go ahead, Mr. Elias.
Because you say,
ow!
But hey, okay, so,
ow!
You said a physical thing. If the physical thing stop working, so no matter what, you and your husband in there for life is what you're saying.
You know what? I really hope that it is death do us part. And at this point, when it's almost pension time for him to retire, let me tell you the only thing that would probably make me would be if somebody knocked on my door with a little round-headed black child with a big forehead and had some thick glasses. And they said that this was his child. After I did the
like
DNA
Urkel
test.
Coming up in here.
Yeah, like an Urkel. then after I get the DNA test, if the DNA test came back his, at this point, I probably would have to take half and walk.
Wow. So that's
after all
reason.
This time, I mean, the child's been here. It didn't just happen.
Really? Yeah, I said a little child come up here with some glasses. I didn't say no grown child. I said a little child, which means that this is some recent dirt shit that you done did.
Wait.
Your mouth.
I'm
sorry.
Y'all hear Momo back there? She's about to cough up a lung. But listen, how young would be too young? Like, if the child was over 10 years old? Is that okay? Like, okay,
over,
far
I went
in the
over,
past.
Cause we, right, over, because we had issues in the past. Over 10 years old, you know, child support would almost be over. Anything less than 10 years old means that you're gonna, that child going to be getting part of your pension check, so no.
Mm. Wow.
Almost over. Listen, child support in some states go to 20, 21 years
old. Well, in Texas,
so
it goes to, in Texas, it goes to 18, unless they got
about
some extenuating
half.
Situations that will make it where that child gets out of college. But in Texas,
she said
it's 18.
Extenuating circumstances.
Wow.
She said we got some
wow.
extenuating circumstances.
There you go. Wow.
So, yeah,
oh,
that's about the only thing that
wow.
would make me. Oh, and one more thing. Another man, because guess what? Remember, I told y'all my brother was gay, so I can't fight mm-hmm. if he was to be interested in another man.
Mm. Yeah, you can't yeah. compete with that, can you?
You
I
can't
mean,
compete.
Can't.
I'd have to walk.
La la la.
Oh, you're sick, but you can sing now.
Any more questions? Any, this is the honest hour, huh, Mr. Elias? This is the honest hour.
We're a community radio show. This is what we do, darling. This is exactly what we do. And you told us your three things, and I'm shocked and amazed that the wow, that's something else. I mean,
what's amazing? What part of it?
Well, you know, something that the only thing that could wake y'all up is him having another baby. That's amazing. Because a lot of women they're ready to go. A lot of women. They're ready to go. Wow. That's,
if it's a little baby,
cool.
I would have to go. But if it's an older child or whatever, okay, we can grin and bear it and move on these last 5 or 6 years, and I can get talk about you every day of the year. But other than that, yeah. A little
she's not
going
to hold a grudge or nothing.
A little
wow.
bitty baby, well, we'd have to walk.
Oh, wow. Hey, we got Callie Wood. Callie Wood, we hit you after the break. We're going to our first break right after this, folks, so stay tuned for the next break.
What we gonna do with your background? Rewind.
You're listening to the fastest growing
a little something like this. Hit it.
Bryce, let me ask you something, man. Now, you heard the story about old girl, man, cutting off her tatas, man, to prevent herself from having breast cancer. So the question is, if they told you, man, that, you know, there's a possibility, man, that you could get an 87% chance of getting cancer in your cannolis, would you cut off your cannolis to prevent that from happening?
Now, my cannolis going to work to that cancer city.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Rewind. Find.
Baby, I'm
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
It's Saturday, and you are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Please, please, y'all. Wow. Did you hear that, man? It says kill four people. Just kill four people.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
This is my thing. I set the jokes up. I be the one who decide how the jokes come out. Let me do my job. I don't come on your job kicking dicks out your mouth.
I'm mad.
Need two tickets when he go to the zoo. One to get in, the other one to get out.
You didn't even know Elvis. You didn't even know him.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
Is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Woo, folks, we're having trouble getting in on the board. And hey, look, it happens. This is what we call internet radio. And it's live internet radio. And tonight, folks, I'm letting you know we got some of the best in the biz with us. We got my girl Momo Beezy and the Hazy for Sheezy. Momo?
Did you unmute Momo Beezy and the Heezy?
I surely did.
Oh, okay.
All right. We also got my girl, Fly Girl Nessa with us. Hey, Nessa.
Hey, sweet love. I'm in the house.
Hey. And we also got, we got the disappearing guy, Ernest. I'm not going to stop mess with Ernest. Stop calling him disappearing guy because he didn't have no way of telling us what his ass should have told me. But anyway, I digress. What's up, Big Ernest?
You know what? I have no damn idea what you're going on about, but how you doing?
Oh, wait.
Let me do my best Wendy Williams, because let me tell you, I love me some Wendy Williams. It's the only thing I watch during the daytime. She comes on 10 o'clock here in New York live. Let me give you my best Wendy Williams. How you doing? There you go. Thank you. You're welcome. How you doing?
Momo,
I love
you back
me some Wendy
dollar.
Williams.
Momo, are you back with us?
Okay. She done passed out on NyQuil.
I know. Ernest, I'm going to ask you, what are three things that you want from your husband? What are the three things?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I was trying to come up with some answers. But there are three things that come to mind. Oh, you know what? Before I answer... Let's bring in Rich Sister. She's on my board right now. Are you there, Rich Sister?
Hello.
I'm here. I'm here. How you doing?
Good
Hello.
Evening, Rich Sister. What's going on?
Hey, Miss Arias.
Hey,
hey,
how you doing? Am I sounding okay?
You sound great.
Yeah, you sound real good. Before we go on any further, I got a surprise for y'all. Y'all ready? It's the fat
yep.
man from Scotland with the leather jacket and the kilt on. What's up, fat man?
What's up, you sorry sap sucker? What's going on?
What's going on, baby? What's going on?
I see you got jokes, my man. What's going on? Who all up in the house, brother?
Oh, we got Nessa. We got Ernest. We got Rich
Ooh.
Sister with us. Nessa.
Oh, was
Ernest.
That Rich Sister? Oh, Vanessa.
And,
what's happening, Vanessa?
Hey,
and,
sweetie. Hope you're having a good time.
With us.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
You know,
I'm sleepy as hell.
You know, I'm going to chill with no drawers on.
Man, shut up, man.
Hey, listen, I was going to ask J. Ryle something, and I asked him this on Facebook, but he never answered. Are there other black people in Scotland, or are you the only one right now?
Well, I've seen two. So yeah, I'm working on trying to see if I can get two more, we can make a basketball team around this damn place. What the hell is going on? Jesus Christ, man.
I've never seen a black Scottish person, to my knowledge.
Well,
I've never seen a black person from Scotland.
I don't think they're Scottish, but I have no idea what the hell they are. I don't know what the hell they are. Well, they they look at me like, you know, what's up, brother? I'm like, I don't know you. You ain't my brother. Keep walking, homie.
And listen, Tony, you might be a novelty over there. You should just say hi and be nice for one
second. Shit.
In his comedy routine says Scotland, that's where they make white people at. So, yeah,
no.
Now that's funny.
That's
they make white people in Scotland. That's funny.
Yeah.
Mama,
what's up,
back? Are you back with us, baby?
Yes,
I'm here. Hi, Jay.
What the hell's wrong with you?
She's sick.
I'm sick.
She's what?
She's sick.
Mama B is sick. She's under the weather.
Yeah. She's a troll.
Oh, damn,
she's here,
girl. You know,
plus, she dropped her cricket phone in the tub last night, so she had to wait for her son to get home so she could get on the air today.
You know, I heard that kid, man, that, you know, when y'all at home, y'all break something, as soon as mama show up, he telling. That joke is telling already. Nobody has another damn phone. She already. She dropped the phone. I'm going to tell you what happened. She dropped the phone and say,
I see you can be a smart ass in two countries. Good for you. Good for you. You
hey,
fat bastard.
I just wanted to check in, man. Go to hell. I just wanted to check in, man, and say hello, bro. You know, y'all are throwing down. I got some stuff for y'all, though, because I done heard some of this mess y'all said about me while I was gone.
Oh, well, you
so when I get
to
back,
the show tonight, then. Chill us to the show tonight.
Hey, yeah, you better check out the archive later because we got a lot more on the table.
Yeah.
You ugly sapsucker.
Yeah. And Mariana said she missed Jay. I was like, I don't know why hell that leather jacket's traveling all over the world. I don't know why you missed it, man.
How much they charge you to check that thing in luggage? How much they charge you to check in that leather jacket? Like another $50 fee? It's like, God dang, we're gonna have to charge that for the double. That's a big ass jacket, man.
You're a funny dude, man. You're a funny dude, Jay, man. I left that jacket in the States. Yes, baby. Yes, sweetheart.
Jay, I told them that I was going to take you to lunch and drink since we both were in Houston, and they said I better find a buffet.
Who said that?
I said find a buffet, pay $12.95, and let the brother just run free because that's all that's going to happen.
So,
otherwise, you're going to broke.
I think it's that.
Oh, so the dude that weighed 400 pounds is trying to clown me, and then
used to weigh 400 pounds is clowning your ass because I am not 400 pounds anymore, and I'm juicing while you're over there in Scotland eating potatoes three times a day.
Man, this food sucks over here. What, you weigh 399 now? Shut up. Ain't no talking to you. And I heard
you weigh 399. Go to hell.
And I heard what you said, Rich Sister. I got a trick for you, too. I can't wait to get back because I heard all this mess that y'all was saying, and I got you. That's all I got to say is I got you. So, anyway, look.
Hey, you
should
have heard that mess on Thursday, but I digress.
Would you play for your bagpipe lesson?
What? Okay, everybody trying to talk. What you got? What's going on?
You know what I got?
What is that music? What is that in the background? Is that Ernest? So you don't have the board. Ernest is playing in the background.
He has a problem
board
with his board, so I just
had
to put some music
on. Hell, I almost didn't get back in. Hell, it's like people can't call in.
There was a moment there that I was wondering if Mr. Elias was going to make it back.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bad for the brother.
But hey, Jay, you know what I got, too? I got the music.
What you
like,
bro?
Shut your ass up. Shut your ass up. Now you talk to the people in Scotland, but don't talk to the people on the PTI's radio network. Hell, I'm thinking about renaming this show the LES show. Hell, how about that?
LES can stand for love, entertainment, and sexual things.
Yeah, it can also stand for lick and eat, you know, and fill in the S your damn self, you sorry bastard. Lick and eat.
What did you say? I'm sorry. Talk to the people in Scotland again, you bastard. You should never mess with a man that got a meat button. How about that? Bastard. Big bastard. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Jay?
Oh, now Rich is
laughing. What were you saying? Did you say something, Jay?
Do it again.
Do it again. Do it again.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Just go get it out there. I'm going
to get you. Hey, what time is it there, Jay? Isn't it like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning? Ain't you? Shouldn't you be having a midnight snack or something right about now?
He just finished his bipop lesson.
So anyway, no, it is a quarter after midnight, and I just got in from one of the pubs, so I'm going to lay it down. But I wanted to stop in and say hello to all you guys. I want to say thank you so much for holding down, Mr. Elias, man. You're a true professional, you and the crew. You guys have a great, great show, man. And I guess I can log in and have the board up just in case something happens, but I'm going to go to bed, bro. I'm going to go to bed. What's the topic now? What y'all talking about?
The three things that you want your husband and your wife to do, husband or wife. So, hey, Jay, before you go, what are three things that you want your wife to do?
I can't put them on the air, bro. They all X-rated.
He wants to. One of them has to do with the booty, I'm sure.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. That's one.
Damn, man.
Listen, you come over to the dark side, we'll get you hooked up on that, man.
Hey, I told you, bro, don't play with me like that because I'll knock your punk ass out.
Remember, what happens in Scotland stays in Scotland, big man. I'm just going to let you ride with that for a little while.
Yeah, well, shit your head. Why don't you mute that clown? Yes, Miss Elias.
Yeah, man, nothing has got nasty on her. I'm sorry, I call her Nasty Nessa, man.
What the hell? Hold on.
Oh! I did not mean to get a reputation.
Ernest,
you got one.
What are you doing, Ernest? What are you doing, man? Are you drinking, doing a damn show? Can you sit your big ass down and stop eating and grabbing cookies
and drinking?
Hey,
first of all, how about
you
kiss my white ass? Second of all, I just muted myself when I took a drink, so whatever you heard must have been the rocks rattling around in your head, okay?
Oh, okay. Answer this question for me. Did you not just take a drink of a damn drink? Did you not just have a drink of a drink? Yes or no? That's what
I muted myself, and I took a drink.
If you muted yourself, I wouldn't have heard it there, Ernest.
I got it, Ernest.
Hear that? Go lay your fat ass down.
I am.
I got it, Ernest.
All right, look. You got
what,
Ernest?
I got it.
What are you doing? You going to mute me because of Ernest? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nah.
I got a bird. I'm like, oh, hey, bro, what you doing? All right, look, everybody that's listening out there, appreciate you. I'll be back in the house, I think March 12th. I think that's when I'll be back in the house.
Wow.
March 12th, bro.
If you're going to be gone that long, you don't need to come back. You can just go on your own way. You don't need to come back. We got this. We got this, bro. We got this.
You're
all
right. Man.
We don't need your services anymore.
Thank you very much. I hear two.
Yeah,
Nessa
got real nasty on us, man.
Oh, I'll turn
my
mic.
Oh, I am.
What did she
do? I'm gonna go back to being quiet.
Things you need from your husband. She said, "Love, respect,
what'd she say?
Physical. Love, respect, and physical." And I said, "Well, what if your husband
what's
can't
wrong with that?
I said, "What if your husband can't stand up to attention no more?" She said, "Well, I'm gonna go get me one of them battery operated things." And then she said,
"No, she didn't say that.
Well, he got it." And I would say he got a tongue. He got a tongue and eight fingers.
I said his tongue
bones.
Can still rise to the occasion. And apparently the brother's got eight, 9 fingers, but they still work. So.
Four
fingers on each hand and two thumbs. It'll work.
Ooh, Lord, she's crazy.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you. Okay, I misunderstood.
And it took a real guy like you to bring it all out of him, Miss Elias. So you always think you're dirty. Just
and
leave
Jay,
alone.
He has. He really has, Jay.
That's what he does.
Listen, as long as he ain't putting it in her, I think we're all right. As I'm just saying.
All right. All right, well, look,
she's been married for 31 years. Let's not mess it up.
Oh, thank you, Ernest. Ernest, take a breath, please. Y'all guys have a great show. I love you all.
Why don't you go
and
take
I'll
a lap?
See you guys. Hey, man, mute that fool. Get his ass out of here.
Hey, why don't you go lay down? This ain't your show right now, man.
Hey, Mr. Elias, he's talking too much. He's getting on my damn nerves.
Okay.
I'm trying to say you. Wonderful things about his big ass and he want to run his mouth. I could use one of your turtlenecks over here, big boy, because it's cold as hell.
Shut the hell up, you dumbass.
You know what, man? Hey, bro.
Turtleneck joke is older than that jacket you're
wearing.
Oh,
I got him. Go ahead, dude. I got him. Go ahead.
Thank
I got him muted. Go ahead, man. Go ahead and get yours out.
Thank you very much. All right, look.
Change your name to
Marcy. Yeah, well, look, I don't want to waste any more than said, man. You guys have a great show. Hey, man, you the best, dog. You know I love you.
Be
I
safe,
love all
Jay.
Y'all. I'm trying my best, sweetheart, and I'll see you guys in about a week and a half. God bless listeners. Appreciate you. You listen to the Jay Ryle Show, the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best, 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle out. Momo B, get better, baby. Rich sister, I got some tricks for you. Where is Miss Cherry?
Okay.
Miss Cherry's not with us tonight. She's probably doing her thing somewhere. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, I heard
she's probably moving
Momo
again.
I heard the show about Momo B running over her damn husband. I can't wait to talk about that one either. All right, folks. Have a great time, and I'll see you guys when I get back.
All right, man.
Take care, Jay.
All right, sweetie. All
right,
don't
man.
Claim that jacket
right,
in import or whatever the customs.
All right, Ernest. Let's get back to you, my brother. Yeah, 10 minutes or so. Ernest, let's get back to you. What are the three things that you expect from your husband, Ernest, since it was community radio show? What are the three things you expect from your husband, Ernest?
You stutter every time you have to say that, but okay. I'm
I didn't stutter. I said
your voice got a little dry there. Come on. What's the things you expect from your husband? three things. Three things is this. I need him to have my back. Now, see, who is that making noise?
I don't know.
Somebody is, like, moving furniture.
Wasn't me because I'm mute. I was muted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Jay's big
it's
ass.
Probably
I'm
Momo
sorry.
B. She just dropped the damn phone,
probably.
No,
that was
Jay.
No,
no,
I
that was
can't
Jay.
Move.
That was Jay.
Okay.
That was Jay's big
okay.
ass.
Okay. He needs to have my back. That's a trust issue. I need to know that wherever we are, he's got my back. You know, it's not just a relationship. It's a friendship. I need to know that he's got my back. Second of all, he needs
okay,
to be able to make me laugh.
Got your back,
this,
what do you mean by I got your back?
Well, it's a trust issue. Like, if we're out in public, I need to know that if there's a situation or something's going on, that he's there for me. That if somebody confronts us about something, that he's there for himself and for me. He just,
okay.
like your boys have your back. I need to make sure he has my back, that I can trust him. It's a trust issue.
Okay.
It's a trust thing.
Okay.
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 Number two is, he needs to make me laugh. To me, that's great companionship. If you can make somebody laugh and bring a smile to them, I mean, you know, I joke around with any of them, and I joke around in my real life, too. It gets me in trouble sometimes, but whatever. But I need somebody that can appreciate it, a little bit of sarcasm and some sense of humor, and can shoot it right back at me, you know. I don't want to date anybody that's just a little quiet bump on a log. I can't deal with that.
You know, it's strange you should say that, because Marilyn Monroe said that they used to turn her on. You know, that somebody that can make her laugh would just really turn her on. I'm like, really?
Yeah. I can understand that. Uh-huh. Yeah, listen, I ain't sporting wood or nothing, but I can understand if someone's making me laugh, they are much more attractive to me. So, and number three is that make sure you finish me after you have finished. Don't leave me hanging. Think about it for a minute. Think about it for a minute.
Damn,
Rich just is still trying to figure
damn.
It out, but the rest of y'all got it. I'm gonna be PG rated about this, but let me just say this. There are a lot of dudes, straight and gay, that once they're done, whoever they're with is fending for themselves. Women know this, and gay dudes know this. And let me tell you something. It is so irritating. It is so selfish. I just gave myself up to you for however long you figured you could hold your breath and last, and you ain't going to help me finish? Uh-uh. No. Because I laid here until
so, yeah.
You better
so
take
you
a breath,
nasty, natural.
And I'll roll
y'all
over, and you're
going
to finish the business. Because, listen, I can do, if I have to finish myself off, I can do that at home alone. Why are you here? You know, I can do that by myself. If we're
so
doing this together, we are doing it together.
You and Nasty Nessa are doing things like that. Both of y'all nasty.
No, it ain't nasty. It's no more nasty than where you're putting your little ding-dong sandwich. So, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. But I'm saying, you need to make sure you finish me. If you finish first, you need to make sure I'm coming in a close second, pun intended. That's my three things. Make me laugh, make sure I can trust you, and help me finish off.
Wow. Mama B, you all right, baby?
Uh-huh.
She sounds so bad over there. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like Momo.
Man, this ain't Momo Beasy. I feel bad for you, baby. Okay, Rich Sister, we got about 5 or 6 minutes before break, and we should be able to polish you off real quick, because you know I'm saving Momo B for last. Even though she is sick, she might give us something.
She's still going to try to talk for 20 minutes.
Okay.
What do you need from your mate, the three things you need from your husband?
Definitely, number one, have a relationship with God.
You got to have a relationship with
God. For yourself.
So,
For yourself.
Okay.
Not I
that
go to
relationship
church.
Relationship with God, that means going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays and doing his thing at church, or does he have a relationship with God?
No, there's a lot of people in church ain't got a relationship
with
God.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
see, like I just said, like, not just I go to church. That don't mean nothing. Do you have your own personal relationship with God?
Mm.
And Lord knows if you lie about that, I'll see it.
You
got to have your own personal relationship first and foremost. I mean, just by their actions.
Jesus says you'll know them by their fruits.
And they don't get up on Sunday morning and go to church.
Yeah, some people, I don't care what the situation is, they're talking, no action. So I'll see it, but hopefully, number one, you have your own personal relationship with God. Number two, definitely, I agree with Ernest with having my back, having each other's backs, because it's
I thought you was
like
gonna pick one of the other ones, but
no, definitely we should be able to trust each other.
Yeah.
Trust is important. I mean,
When you say trust each other, what do you mean by it? Do you mean just like, at all instances you do? Because my brother, as he got older, he said him and his wife, man, that's his best friend. There's nothing he wouldn't do for her, nothing she wouldn't do for him. Was that what you're talking about?
That's what it should be. Just like the Bible says, when you marry, you become one. You're one flesh. And that concept is getting so lost now. It doesn't say, and the two shall remain two. It says, and the two shall become one. We are one flesh.
Well,
one
flesh.
Okay, one flesh.
And definitely, I agree with my number three. Definitely, I agree with the make me laugh. Because I do like having fun, joking, talking. I mean, somebody that you're really close with, you should be the fun with each other.
Okay.
Work, serious. We should be able to have fun and laugh and enjoy each other.
Okay. All right, Rich Sister, let me hit you with this. What if he's horrible in bed? What if he was just like yuck in bed?
Come on.
What would you say to that? I mean, it's just like, okay, a minute and a half, he's done. What would you say?
Jay's infected the show.
What if he's horrible in bed? What would you say to that?
Well, what?
She's trying to form the sentence.
Well,
I'm waiting for the answer, though.
I mean, well, when he's my husband already, what are you going to do at that point? You figure out some other
thing. You just going to suffer for the rest of your... Are you going to say something to him?
Hold up. You figure out some other things. What other things are you figuring out?
Within my marriage. Hello. Within my marriage. That's not what I'm talking about. First of all, that should be if there's something. See, that's stuff you should be able to talk about.
Talk about
absolutely.
There's problems within that area. You know, that stuff is supposed to be talked about. That should be on the table, first of all, before you even get married.
Okay, but
talk
listen,
about
he
that
can
stuff.
Put it on the
talk
table. It might not be
stuff.
So bad. You know, he variety is a life. Tell him to put it up on the table next time.
I'm going to do this to you. I got stamina. I can last for hours. And he get up in there and say, whoo, a minute later, I'm done. Whoo, was it good for you? He didn't talk about it now. His actions say something kind of different.
I resisted me like, I didn't know you started.
Exactly.
You finished. I didn't know we were getting started yet.
Really?
I thought I was still changing my underwear and brushing my teeth.
All right, well, I mean, well, what would you do, with sister? How would you handle that? 1001.
What did you talk about it?
Say, what else can you say but talk about it? And
what
you don't
you
need
say?
To come nobody rude or nothing like that. Making fun of
you
them because that's not going to get anything
you
accomplished.
Me, you told me that you could put it down. You was this, you was that. What happened? Do you need some medicine? What would you say to her, sister?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you might want to slip him a sausage, egg, and Viagra muffin in the morning just to see how things go later on in the day.
What would you say to him, though?
Some Cialis tea might help. I don't know. You know.
All right, Miss Sissy. We're going to let you have that one, baby. We're going to the third question. We'll be back
I
after
mean,
this
I'm
one.
Not...
Oh, go ahead. This is important. Go ahead. You're not going to what?
I mean, what, insulting them is going to help the matters? You talk about it.
Okay.
Calmly, nicely.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't...
What
don't shake your finger at
there...
it and say, shame on you. That ain't going to help.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to insult him to say anything to him that's going to insult him. Just
right.
Sweetly, kindly, okay, I know we was having some problems there. I mean, you know, is there something going on? What, you know, health-wise, maybe we can, maybe you should, you know, go to the doctor, make sure things are right medically or something, or, you know. That's something that
okay.
we discussed.
Mr. Elias, what was that movie? Was it Waiting to Exhale? What was that movie where that big brother was dating this fine-looking girl, and they were in bed, and he hopped on top of her. You could barely see her. And, like, in a minute, he was done going,
was
it good for you? And
yeah.
then she said stuff. She's like, no, baby, it wasn't. And it took a
mm-hmm.
good turn because he sat up and he said, then tell me what you want. That's what a man should do.
Yeah,
was that,
that was
Waiting to Exhale, or am I thinking
of
something else?
Yeah, that was Lady Shine.
Yeah,
Shine.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness,
Lady
she's
Lady
a pretty
Shine.
Girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, folks, we got to go back. We got to get to our third break. We'll be right back after this. Messages.
This is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for the week. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Spending hours in the gym will not get you the results you want if you're not eating right. In fact, you could just start working out right now. Protein is the building block of lean muscle, and you need this nutrient to retain and fuel muscle recovery. Not only that, you need the right carbs and fat to drop weight and keep it off. A solid nutrition plan is the key. It's not about being on a diet. It's about switching out the junk and supplying your body with good nutrition. For example, when you're craving that box of donuts or a can of soda, grab a banana or apple and lemon-flavored water. Get rid of the cakes and cookies and grab some Greek yogurt. A few simple switches is all it takes to shrink your weight. Summer is almost here, so don't be stuck covering up. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Whenever I'm around you, a river of love. from above. It's truly a blessing, yeah, to have your precious love.
You know what's happening on the TGRS Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. First off, we got Sunday morning. It's called the Serious. All these times, by the way, are Central Time. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we got this the Serious Side of the Jay Ryle Show with myself, Jay, Jerome Esprit, Dr. Odelia, and tomorrow's going to be a rewind, folks. Wednesday nights, we have some of the best in the biz, folks. It's myself, Dr. Odelia, Momo B, and the Fat Man from Scotland. That's all. That show starts at 7:30 Central Time. Thursday is our True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Adelia. That show starts at 7 o'clock. Friday is Lady First Radio with Dr. Adelia, Mom to LaDonna's and Rich Sister. That show starts at 7 o'clock. And Saturday is the big show here with myself, Ernest, Nessa. You know, so let me make an apology to Vanessa. Vanessa is on our Wednesday shows too, and she's on our Saturday show. So it's myself, Ernest, Vanessa, Momo Beezy, and the Heezy, and the big man from Scotland. Ernest, can you tell us where we can get a little bit of you at?
Yes, I can. Would you like me to?
Yes, by all means, by all means.
Listen, and by the way, if Princess Adelia calls in tomorrow morning or another show and it's a collect call, you might want to keep an eye on that. But you can find out everything you need to know. And by the way, that call might be recorded. So, but you can find out everything you need to know by going to Ernest. Oh, my God, I cracked myself up. By going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week. All these times are Eastern. On Sundays, you can start the day off with the Serious Side on TJRS. But on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, come over to Ernest Radio Network. It's Jane Hoffman and her new co-host, John Yoder, who I really enjoy, talking about the world of politics and religion on Political Gravity. That's 8 p.m. Now, Monday, we celebrate the best in independent music, one CD, one artist at a time, just like Konya Doss that you just heard and a bunch of other fine folks. We go through the whole CD, let you hear the whole thing. That's Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, Jane and John are back on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern for our own inspirational show, No Collect Calls, Thank You, at 8 p.m. called Beaten Path, Find Your Point of Revolution and How You Can Change the World Today. Now, it's yours truly, my show, the Ernest Experience Radio Show, which is going on 13 years or so now, something like that. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's 2 hours of news, weather. We have our own listening lounge and any topic I feel like talking about. And believe me, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. That's just the way it seems to work out. Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, I am here with the best people in the business, Jay Ryle, the King of Scotland, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., Vanessa, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, any other people that show up, whoever. Everybody's trailing in late on Black People Time. For the funny show you're going to hear on radio all week, most of them. Okay, some of them. Well, maybe a couple. For the funniest show you're going to hear on radio all week, the Saturday edition. That's the simulcast between TJRS Radio Network and ERN, and it really is the funniest show. You can find out all that, our Twitter, our Facebook, and anything else by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. You can find us on Facebook as well. That's it. Back to you, big man.
All right, and also, folks, you can listen to The Kings in the Morning with Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Light Skin, as Jay actually calls him, Lenny Land, the Cussing Preacher, Robert Redwine, Simi from San Diego, and their new addition to their family is Miss T, T Spence, beautiful young lady. They come on 10 o'clock Central Time, one of the funniest shows out there, folks. So, hey, man, now that we're back on target and we got all that business taken care of.
Hey,
Rich Sister, tell us where we can get some of you at. You're not on my board, so that's what I forgot about. I'm sorry, Rich Sister.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all right. I'm going to be real quick because I want to give my info. I want to say something on behalf of Caliwood as well. But you can find me, Thoughts Position, Monday through Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. And speaking of Caliwood, it's Oscars weekend. If you watch the show where she broadcasted live from the Bread of Life Foursquare Church, we had a really great show earlier. Check that out. And tomorrow night, she will be broadcasting live from the Children's Uniting Nations Oscars viewing party. We're going to be on the red carpet there. So tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, that's 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Be a really great show.
You mean she's going to be on the red carpet. You're going to be in the mobile van operating the board. That's what you're going to be doing.
Well,
you ain't going to be outside.
Actually, well, I'm going to be there too, actually. I'll be going with her.
Are you going to be in that van? Oh. I know. You're going to be in that van.
All
right. Operating from afar. You're there.
Right along
so close,
that red carpet.
So
I'm going to be right on that red carpet, right along with her.
Because
I'm
going to
be doing
the
filming and the camera and all that. So check us out. It's going to be a great show.
Okay. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Now, I've been waiting on this one all night long. The QOD is three things that you want your husband and your wife to be or to have. Momo B, are you with us, baby?
Yep, I'm right here.
All right, baby. Give me three things that you want your husband to have besides good health insurance.
Okay. Number one, he would have to be spontaneous. I want him to be spontaneous, do stuff without having me plan everything. I want to be wowed. I want to be like, wow. I want to come home and some tickets somewhere far away on the table. He's like, guess where we're going tonight? Just pack your bag. Just pack your bag. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want. I want that so bad. I always did the plan. I always did, guess what? We're going to go here. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. That's how that was me. I always did that. I don't want that anymore. I want a man who does that. I want to come home. He's just like, let's go. Don't even sit down. We're out of here. That's what I want. That's like, yes. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, I need loyalty. Loyalty, respect, trust, yes, I need that. That's a given. We ain't going nowhere without that. I need that in my life. Number three,
You mean, what do you mean by loyalty? Just run over stuff. This ain't like you got a speed bump coming your way. Now, what do you mean by loyalty? I mean, loyalty at what? You know, just come on, go cruise on over like I ain't going to hit you with this. Come on now.
Okay, I want somebody to be loyal to me. Loyal to me meaning I'm their only one, their number one. Hold me down. I don't have to worry about you doing nothing. I don't have to worry about nobody talking about me in front of you. I know you're going to shut them down right away. I don't have to worry about anything when it comes to you because you, my man, you hold me down. There's no question. I shouldn't question what you had a conversation
with. And sometimes you might put your face in a pillow.
What?
I said sometimes you might hold your face down in a pillow, too. That's just part of the whole thing. I digress. Go ahead.
That's stupid. And no, I wouldn't like him holding my face in the pillow. I don't like that.
Hey, listen, maybe you ain't had it done the right way, baby. Give me some. Look, you clear up
that
little snotty nose you got. I'll give you something to talk about.
Okay. Number three, he can't be camera shy. He can't be afraid of the camera. Nah. When the green light comes on, action.
Oh, my Lord. You are such a freak.
Hold on.
Are you still making movies?
Action. Take two.
Mr. Elias, you better do some lunges before you hook up with that heifer. That's all I'm saying. You better do some lunges, man.
Hey, Momo B, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about a video camera or a still camera?
Video.
Ain't no green light on a still camera. What are you talking about? Ain't no green light on a still camera. Listen, when she gets her ass in bed and she says 3, 2, 1, you know you're on. It ain't no. She ain't turning the pills. You're going 24 frames a second, brother.
Don't get shy. Don't go looking for the covers. Don't do none of that. We don't do that.
Oh, Lord. Y'all got rich sister grabbing the pearls right now.
Camera. We need a profile. Profile, boo. Profile. Don't get shy on me. I don't like the shy stuff.
Oh, my God.
Profile, boo.
So
profile.
Okay, he got to be loyal, got to be spontaneous, and he can't be afraid to make nudie videos is what you're saying, and that's what you might want to be, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, well, look, we got to take our, we gotta take our fourth break. Ooh, after that one, one more we'll be, oh, hell. Miss Terry, hold on. I got to get you, you know, something damn the fourth break. Wow, especially after that one.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Damn the fourth break. Take three. Let's go.
What will be say? He got to be. He can't be camera shot, but next with the fingers in the and everything. Ooh, and speaking of, you know, everything else, why not do this?
Hi there. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
At the left, there was a man and there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having
That's
drink
what I'm talking
after
about.
Drink after drink.
Sex is for sex.
Yeah, baby.
You didn't leave.
Yeah.
You didn't leave.
I stayed in.
See, look, see, you got it. You didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Look,
hello, everybody.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, Elias. Hey, Momo B. Hey, Ernest. Hey, Miss Sister.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Hi.
Hi,
Miss
Terry.
Miss Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and yes.
Miss Terry, I can't wait to get your answer on this QOD. Woo-wee. How's your day going, Miss Terry? It's a late ass.
It's going good. The sun has came out in California, so it's a beautiful day.
Oh, wow. You
are you moving in with another white dude, or are you...
No, I'm good, Ernest, I'm good.
He must be putting it down then, huh?
He must be lifting it up and putting it down and rolling it over and smacking it around.
Just putting it down.
Hey! If we ever meet up in person, you're going to hear Miss Terry a mile away. Hey!
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Terry, the question of the day. Three things that you want your husband...
Someone mute Momo.
Three things you want your husband to have or to... Three things that you expect expect from your husband. What do you expect from your husband?
Well... I'm pretty sure everybody already knows I expect him to be making a living, to have a long ding-dong sandwich, and to be able to...
Hold on.
Wait. Don't
explain
some
of those things. Just say one
through. Don't make Momo laugh. She's
just
getting ready to have a talk.
Through. Man, we got to talk about this. You said to make a living.
Well, we can talk about it. Yeah, he has to have a career, a job, some kind of income.
A hustle. I think
he could have a hustle.
That's fine too. As long as you don't get caught. As long as you got some, you know, you can make some money coming in. We good.
What kind of career are you looking for, Miss Terry? You just say you gotta have some money. What kind of career are you looking for? You gotta be specific, Miss Terry.
I have to be specific. A CEO of a company, his own company. I would like him to own his own stuff, own his own. A black man with his own business. That's really what
but
I would like.
Are you using finger quotes
black.
When you
but
say that?
Man,
his own business.
Huh? What'd you say?
But you were a white man right now, but you said a black man.
Ernest. Ernest don't know what he's talking about. Ernest has been already put it out there that I am with some white men, and I'm not. I don't know where he gets this from.
Who are you living with? What color is the person you're living with?
I live with my best friend, and she's white. She has a son in his 20s, but no, he's my godson. She has a son and two daughters, but they're my godchildren. I've been knowing this lady for 40 years. I knew them before when they were in the womb, so it ain't, we're family.
Okay.
This is my family, extended family. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. I understand that.
Now, what was the second thing you said that he needs?
A long ding-dong sandwich.
Oh, my Lord. You know, I didn't even say that. That wasn't even one of my answers, Miss Terry.
With mayo, on it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
Miss Terry, he got long sandwich, right? What if it don't work?
We can discuss it. I can give you a couple classes, but if you're not teachable, then you got to go.
What, I mean, okay, say the old plan is ding-dong sandwich was wrong, and they used to work it
okay,
out.
Okay, first of all, wait. You said he's an old player, so there you lost me. What?
And his ding-dong sandwich stopped working. It just stopped working. It's just like, it don't work no more. I'm on this medication.
It don't work no more. Okay, so he's on medication. Okay,
he's yeah. Hello?
Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Terry. You said,
okay, so
what if it don't work?
Right.
It's a long one.
Okay,
if
it doesn't work and I am married to him, he better make enough money to make something work. I mean, I better be able to go shopping or something. I can't be sitting around looking at a man that gives up. No.
Now, see, I think we should tell her what we brought up with Vanessa when we brought this up.
I don't care what you can. You can bring up anything you want.
No.
I am married to a man.
Listen, take that treble out of your voice. Just listen for a second. Listen, this was brought up to Vanessa when she answered the questions, and Mr. Elliott said, what if his ding-dong sandwich don't work? And I jumped in and said, listen, he may not be able to get up to attention, but his tongue still could, and so could his four fingers and two thumbs. So, I mean, we could still be happy.
Okay, let me tell you about that, because I already got something for you. No, wrong. Because this is the thing. You can work me real good with your tongue, and you can work me real good with your fingers, but if you ain't got nothing to finish it off with, I don't even want to talk to you about it. That's just how I roll.
You can't finish with one of them things?
Batteries. You better be able to finish it off, but tell your friend to finish it off. Because I'm just not one of the friends that you can get
now.
No.
She's a freak now.
No, I don't roll that way.
She said that tongue and finger is just appetizing.
No, I need that. You know, you can have potatoes. I can eat my potatoes and green beans, but I do all my snack. I do all my steak. Okay.
Wow, you are so nasty.
Just saying.
You better tell your friend.
Bring your friend. Seriously.
Miss Terry, doesn't that defeat the purpose of being married? You have
and guess what? That's the reason why I'm not. Okay. I was married at 18. I'm not married now, and I don't plan on getting married unless, like I said, everything lines up.
What were the other ages you were married at?
Oh, Lord.
I got married at 18.
Wow. Okay, Ms.
You only been married once?
Yeah, I only been married once.
Okay.
Oh, well,
I got married to Otis, and I got married young, so to make sure that however long I'd be with him, I would have an exciting life. I don't want to wait till I get married to my 50 and then I'm with some 60, 70-year-old, and then I got to work with him. No, I'm not doing all that. Life is too short.
Wow. Get your friend to help you out. What a friend.
That's why you're still single.
Yep, and that's why I'm still single, and yes, and happy now.
Get your friend to help you out.
That's all that counts.
Damn. Okay, well, what's the third thing, Ms. Terry? What is the third thing?
Didn't I say money?
No, you said a job, so that's money, and he had to have a long ding-dong sandwich.
That
is a freak. Okay, Ms. Terry.
Yes.
I'm going to take it there with you. What do you mean by a freak?
Well, he doesn't have a problem trying new things. Like, if it gets a little boring, let's do this.
Okay. Okay. Let's
yeah,
take a
baby.
Yeah. Let's look. Okay. What do you mean by this?
We can do toys. We can do. There's lots of things that married couples do other than just having sex. You end up going into having sex, but other things, you know, add different things to it. You know, spice it up.
She's right.
If you can't spice it up, then I'm not.
Okay.
You know.
What's
that like role
play?
That's role play. Tie me up. Head
yeah.
Me.
That
saran wrap works wonders, y'all.
Yeah, I might want to be Rebecca one day or Samantha one day. You know what I'm saying? If we want to spice it up like that, you could be somebody else one day or whatever. We can do that. We can role play. We can do that. Have fun.
Okay,
Crawl through the window.
what if he says, hey, I've been checking your friend out. She kind of sexy. Why don't we bring her in on this one?
Oh, I don't share.
I don't share. But you want him to say if his equipment ain't working, you want him to share. Call your friend.
If he can't handle it, he need to call somebody. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I made that comment to say that I'm not the time. I know that there's some women that are fine just doing the other stuff, the foreplay, and they're cool with that. And if that's it, that's all they're going to get is fine. That's not me.
Mm.
That's not me. I like to go, okay, we're going to do foreplay. Okay, then I know, bam, we're going to go into the next play. You're not going to just do the first one and not do the second one. It doesn't work like that. Not for me.
Now what if he said, okay, look, darling, we need to spice it up. Let's go to the swinger set tonight. What would you say?
Okay, let's go.
Pull the bar around.
You're just so nasty.
First of all, I'm not nasty. I'm married. From my understanding, that you can pretty much do whatever you want to when you're married. And if I wasn't married and I was just going with, you know, someone I didn't really know or just somebody, then I'm nasty. If I were two married couple and we're a married couple, we decide, both of us, each other decide we're going to do this, that's not being nasty. We made a decision to do this together.
Okay.
Y'all made a decision to do the nasty.
That's right.
Uh-oh, Momo is getting better now, y'all.
I might just want to go and enjoy the room. But, you know, when you go to a swinger club, they have the one I went to, it has certain rooms. I might just want to go with him and enjoy certain rooms. Like, let's do this room or this room. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's cool,
mm-hmm.
too.
Okay.
I mean,
don't get mad at me. I'm just asking a question.
I'll go to a swingers club with you, Miss Terry. I'll go to a swingers club with you. Yeah, we'll go.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Rich is praying for everybody right now. Y'all know it. Rich is praying for everybody right now.
Well, honey, you can pray all you want to. My mama prayed, too. I'm still the same.
Oh, my Lord.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Rich. Go ahead. I have a tackle.
No,
hold up. Vanessa, I'm getting your ass out of the room. I'm getting your ass out of the room, sister. Go ahead, Rich, sister, what you have to say.
No, I'm just asking how I sound. Do I sound clear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, I just
okay.
switched out to another headset. That's what I'm asking.
Well, you don't have Michael Boogie right now, baby. But you can adjust that.
Yeah, but that's,
but,
I think that's your connection. But
Vanessa,
okay.
Vanessa says, I have a tackle box of toys. Big to
hey, Vanessa.
What?
I do. Everybody do. I call it my treasure box.
Hell no.
That gives whole new meaning to the term fishing lures.
Wait, I agree with her on that because she was saying she wanted somebody spontaneous. I'm the spontaneous one in my marriage because my husband is 7 years older than me. Like I said, Valentine's Day, he came home and there was lights all around the jacuzzi, all around the bathtub. I had a dinner that was catered and prepared on the table. He doesn't know what he's going to get when he comes home to me on certain occasions. I've been wrapped in saran wrap, and he walked past me and then backed up like, oh, my God. And I saw it on Will Smith's show when he was much younger. So, I mean, she's right. You have to be spontaneous. Sometimes I'll just stop, reach up underneath the bed, pull out the tackle box. You don't know what's going to come out the tackle box. So she is absolutely right, but it's just not a number one priority for me. It is a physical thing that I want. But I'm the person who comes up with the toys, and I think that people need toys. And I've been married 31 years, so, hey, I need some toys.
Oh,
Rich sister, are you taking notes on this? Because when you get married, you're going to need some help. You taking notes on all this? I'm just saying, you just write some things down. Because you're going to need. You might need.
I just
want to
do it with my partner. I don't want to do it with other people. But I'm not knocking that because we know people that are swingers. We're just not swingers. And to keep from being a swinger, I keep it active and hot over here on this side of town. So, I mean. I see what she's saying.
Sex is just not Vanessa,
my number one priority, but it is a priority in my life. That's why I said physical. But, baby, I do have a tackle box. She called it a treasure chest. I got a tackle box. She's right. I think everybody needs one.
Listen, Rich, Vanessa, you need to calm down because we're all going to need a cigarette by the time you're done if you don't pull it back. I mean, you got a day shift, girl. I don't even smoke, and I'm looking for a menthol right now. You understand?
Oh, my God. What? This show's taking a turn for the worse. Jay, the views and opinion of Vanessa, Momo B, and Miss Terry.
Hey.
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 Treasure Chest Echo Box.
The
wow.
Views of the, in opinion.
Mm-hmm. Y'all this show's taking a turn for the worse, folks. Wow. Mm. See what happens
and if
Jay
y'all
want to
Skype Rich Sister when the show's over, she'll pray for you.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
keep them happy. Keep them happy. You keep them home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to keep them happy.
God.
They're absolutely right, but you have to bring out the toys.
You do.
Okay. Y'all look
yeah,
man.
Momo
getting
real bad.
Yeah, Momo. Momo comes up when you said something about toys. She's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that bad. Ow!
And she's healed now. She's coming in all.
You need pussy control.
She was coming in all low. She was depressed. But now she didn't put her up now.
Yeah, hey, hey, Momo.
Pussy control.
Put up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling
man,
y'all, Valentine's, my husband came home. He had no idea because when he left this house to go to work, he had no idea that I was plotting to have candles, tea candles, those Liberty candles, all around the jacuzzi and bath water, bubble bath that was had candles all around the tub. When he came in, I had already taken pictures and sent them to him in a teddy that I hadn't put on in years and 3-inch heels that I hadn't done stuff like that and sent it to him and said, would you be my Valentine? And he said, I'm on my way home.
Hmm.
Sometimes you have to go there, y'all. Sometimes you do.
Yes.
Because
you
care
somebody
else's,
don't do it. And guess what?
Exactly.
I will be your lady in the street, and I will be your
hoe
in the bedroom.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Wow.
This might be a good time to take a break.
Wow.
Huh?
What?
I said you might want to take a break
Elliot,
right now.
Mr. Elliot, you okay? I tell you, I got stuff to teach some people.
I don't know if I need to go pray or have a sandwich when this show's over. I don't know what to do with myself.
I'm sweating right now.
I can't figure it out.
You might need to have a drink and a sandwich.
Listen, there's some DiSerrano in the fridge. I might be making myself a salad before 9 o'clock Eastern.
Wow.
You know?
But nothing has brought a little nastiness out. Okay.
We have to go down. When I send those pictures to him, those selfies, as the young people call them, when I send him those selfies, he was on his second job, and he said, because he does taxes during tax season, and he said, I'm on my way home. So I guess it was screwed on people's income tax. He was on his way to the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was
He
was like, forget them. And he was on his way home. And when he walked in, it was all laid out. And I had to do that from 5 to 9. Can't have everything catered, delivered, laid out. But you have to do that sometimes to make it work, to keep it active, to keep it spontaneous, like she said. You do have to do that. And my son-in-law came over here and said, oh, I think I need to go home. And I said, oh, I think you do.
Wow.
I think you're right.
Because my husband didn't even know I could heat the jacuzzi. I always play like I don't know how to do stuff, but I do. So he didn't even know I knew how to heat it. So I heated the jacuzzi and had some bubbles in the jacuzzi and had a hot bath ran with candles around it. So we got from the jacuzzi, we could go straight to the tub. So, and then I had the fireplace just lit, but no fire, no heat coming from the fireplace in our bedroom. So my husband and I had the sofa in our bedroom turned because our TV is in the ceiling. So I'm telling you, y'all, there are ways that you can keep it fresh.
The TV is in the ceiling? You mad.
All my TVs are up high in the ceiling. I don't have regular. None of my TVs are regular TVs. I had people to come out and put all of mine up, you know, in the ceiling.
Wow.
Up in the corner, like.
I still have mirrors I'm waiting to put over my bed. Don't think I don't.
No video? No video, Vanessa?
Now, well, you know what? Out of 31 years, y'all going to think I'm silly. I have never seen a porn movie, and I have never done a video. I've never seen a porn video ever. I've never seen one.
Wow. Well, hey. Mama B,
would
you like to chime in on this one? Mama B, would you like to chime in on this one?
Mama B, am I right? Am I right, ladies? Come on now, y'all. Tell me.
Oh, yes.
I'm right about doing things like that to keep it spontaneous.
What's up with the bubble, though? What's up with the bubble?
I know. Yeah, you have to.
It's a truth meter.
If you don't do it, the lady down the street will have no problem doing it.
That's right.
You know, or next door or whatever.
That's
right.
Mary,
you know,
down the road.
But when people get divorced, you hear a lot, well, everything was stale. It was always the same thing. So that tells you that people need change in the relationship.
They
and
do.
That's kind of where you put the little spice up in, you know?
Hey, well.
And that's why I say I need the physical. But that's why I say, Ms. Delius, I need the physical. I need, you know, because lovemaking doesn't start the day that you want it. Lovemaking starts the day before or 2 days before, and lovemaking starts when you come in. If you know you want something, you need to start taking out the trash and doing some stuff to make me feel like, oh, he really does care and he really does love me. I mean, you know, hey.
Okay, well, hey, let's go to our last break. We can go to our last break, and it's Jay's Bumpy song. I don't know what this crap is going to be, but my God. Hey, here it is. Ooh, we'll be right back after this commercial break, folks.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
What does it mean when you've had your things at a man's house? He was your boy. And one day... You come over for some wine and cheese,
mm-mm,
and that nigga got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that mean?
You know what it means already. So I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But
Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She's trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm back. Just say that out loud. It is your ass. Tax your stomach told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was you, goddammit. And this is the same guy that you saw in love with. I'm so sorry that happened to you. It was me. I admit it was me.
Hit the road, Jack.
Oh,
Rewind. Rewind.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Carpet. I'm making Rich Sister give us the best that she can give us. So do you think Rich Sister
tomorrow for Oscars, United Nations. Do you think Mr. Pussy can handle this?
Wow.
I don't know, man.
I think what Sister is, because, hey, she talked about how she would tell her husband if he couldn't get it up, what she talked to him about. She would be nasty about it, but she'd tell him about himself.
Oh, you know.
Hey, Cal.
Yo.
Cal.
What's up, Jake?
Did you get my text? How am I sounding? Did
you
get the text?
You know what? You know what? You know, yo, L.E.S., the J. Ryle Show, I got to tell you right now. You know that rich sister, you be talking, yo, rich sister, what you got to say? And then she comes in later, and it sounds like she's on pause, but her headset was jacked up. But the Caliwood Nation gave her a new headset. So right now, you can hear her clear. And to the point, there should be never a point where there's a breakup that's ever a fall. Oh, I gave you, rich sister.
About time.
Mike,
that's a good one too.
You know what? I just appreciate all the love you guys give me on the J. Ryle Network. And I say this: if you want to hear the sickness that we're going to put down at the Children's United Nations red carpet, I'm doing red carpet. Then I'm hosting. I'm introducing Dougie Fresh and Angela Bassett. That's it. If you want to hear that, you got to go to www.consultingcalloway.com because we're doing it live tomorrow. The Oscars don't know. Yo, L.E.S., you're going to leave Momo B after you see the dress I'm in. Momo B ain't got the old man. You and Momo B's little relationship is done because once you see me, what I got to put on, you're going to be like, you're going to try to be my baby's daddy.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment. Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Omaha where police are looking for two sisters, 12-year-old Zion and 10-year-old Lakeisha Sisal. They were last seen at their home near North 78th Street and Sorison Parkway around 8 p.m. on Friday. Zion, 5'5", weighing 130 pounds, might be wearing a black coat. Her sister, Lakeisha, she's 5'6", she's also 130 pounds, and she might be wearing a red coat. The girls have not been in contact with their family or friends since they were last seen. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to call police at 402-444-5818. That number, once again, is 402-444-5818. We pray for the safe return of these beautiful sisters, and we ask that you keep their family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page on the TGRS Radio Network, put the information there for all to see, or you can send me a private message on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J. Ryle, or send us an email at the J. Ryle Show at live.com, that's the J-R-I-L Show. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Where we focus our attention on missing people of color. And until next time, take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost.
Missing. Or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh yeah.
Callie, you know what time it is. If it hears somebody
calm
say,
your ass
we
down.
Can do this the easy way.
I'm sorry.
Hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I'll just don't get it.
You are listening
all
to the
unstructured
radio network. Network.
My bad.
Oh, wow.
My bad.
One, two, seven, two, three, seven, call in, 347. All right, folks, we're on Final Insanity Show. Let's get our final thoughts out the way. And Rich Sister, since you're up first with your new headset, give us your final thoughts, Rich Sister.
Great show tonight. Take care and God bless.
All right.
She sound good.
Yes, she does. Callie Wood. Give us your final thoughts, baby.
Sister got a new headset, and I'm so glad that she's not going to be breaking up anymore for the TJRS radio station, the Caliwood Nation. And I just say, I love you guys, and I thank you for what you do, and God bless.
We love you too, baby. We love you too.
And thank you, Callie. Appreciate you.
You know what? I
now, Callie, if you can just get her on some fiber optic internet, she'd be doing even better. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Yo, Ernest, if she can stay awake, then we'd
really?
Be good. You know what I'm
saying?
Really?
See, I wasn't going to go there, but you did. I wasn't going to go there. And let me say
all
this
right.
about Callie Wood. I had a conversation with Callie Wood a week and a half ago or so, and loved talking to her off the air, too. So it was good. It
you,
was
know,
nice.
You know why? Because Ernest called me last week when I was at the GYN doctor. I was at a gynecologist.
She had her leg. No, let me tell you something. This heifer answered the phone and said, Ernest, I can't talk right now. I got my legs in stirrups. I'm like, why are you picking up the phone? Send it to voicemail. I don't need to hear this noise.
But Ernest,
somebody digging around down there with some clamps and sterilizer.
Oh, my God.
I had to answer the call, because if I didn't answer the call, you would never call again. Let me be real. Ernest, J-Rile, ES, Momo B, y'all don't call in Kelly with these. I call into your show every week. So now I'm feeling that you will finally steal me and call into my show. Because
I would
call
definitely
into your
call
show.
Into your show, Callie Wood. I would definitely
you know
do that, darling.
We come every week and we do what we do. So, you know, say you can't get on Rich Sister because she'd be like, you know, who's calling? And then you'd be like, why you being all professional? You don't call into the show enough for her to know that it's you guys. So you guys got to call in more. You got to give us a
I don't know what
love.
She's saying.
Yes, you got to call it, sure enough. And I agree with her.
You lost me.
I agree, Callie. We need to start calling
exactly.
in more.
Because I can count the number of times you've been in my chat room. So
I
love you.
We're right back at you, baby.
Somebody's got a scorecard.
Who's your final thoughts?
Who, me?
Ms. Terry. Yeah, Ms. Terry, your final thoughts.
My final thought is have a nice day, keep it sexy, and run around naked or something. Do something crazy for the...
Hey,
you know,
man.
Hey.
Wait, Ms. Terry.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'm naked right now, though, thinking about it.
Ms. Terry, just for you...
Hey, don't try
I
to picture
to know,
it. Just know that
I'm
it's happening
already.
And move on.
Huh?
Yeah, don't try to picture it. Just know that it's happening.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Anessa, give us your final thoughts, baby.
Well, first I want to say, again, thanks for being in my life. And then I want to say, Mama B, I hope you feel better because I'm used to you being how I was tonight. So,
thank you.
Feel better. Mm. And I hope you have safe travels coming back. But, guys, this has been a fantastic show. And I haven't been on the show in about 6 weeks. I've seen this many guests in the chat room.
Mm.
Me personally.
Wow.
Elias, you just handle your business.
All right, baby.
Speak the truth.
Ernest, your final thoughts?
I am so exhausted. First of all, Callie Wood, I suggest you go read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time to everything in the season and under the sun.
Exactly.
Ecclesiastes 3 says, no, listen. This is my time. Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything under the sun, including when to pick up the phone. That's all I'm saying. My final point is this.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I'm naked under my clothes right now.
Come
how
on,
you
we
doing?
Gotta go.
How you doing?
Here's, it says, what is wrong in the world is most fundamentally that people respond to evil with evil. That's my final thought. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next time.
What will be your final thoughts, baby?
Thank you all for the well wishes. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you lifting up my spirits this evening. Thank you. Love all of you.
She got that 976 voice right now.
Okay. All right, well. But that being said, we're going to shut the show down. So, you know, for myself.
Hey, guys, y'all have a wonderful comment. Weekend, what's left of it, and I'll talk to y'all on Wednesday.
Nestor, Ernest,
she's closing
this out. Miss Terry, Miss Sister, and Kellywood, we bid you adieu.
Oh.
Hey, see y'all later. Ow.